From APM in New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary in for Kai Rizdahl. If you caught the NBA's All-Star game last night, you would, of course, have seen the East win 163-155, but you would have also seen something else. Shirts with sleeves. No usual tank top-style jerseys. These are slightly tighter, more like something a soccer player wears. Alicia Jessup covers the business of sports for Forbes and the Huffington Post. Alicia, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
When you looked at these guys last night, what was your reaction?
Well, I think since we've seen them several times before, the surprise is less than it was. But I'm still not on board with the sleeve jerseys. I'm a basketball loyalist and traditionalist. And so these men, their arms are strong enough that they should be shown completely. And let's get rid of the sleeves.
Well, there are these comments. I mean, I look at them. You know, Twitter's not indicative of everything. But when they went through, they look like pajamas. They're atrocious. They're just a way to sell more jerseys. But maybe more pointedly, some players don't like them. How did they come about?
Right. So the first NBA team that actually debuted the sleeve jerseys was the Golden State Warriors. And if there's anyone to credit or blame, depending upon what side you're on, with these sleeve jerseys, it would be Rick Welts. So Rick right now is the president and COO of the Warriors, but prior to that, he was an executive in the NBA league office in New York, and he has come out publicly and said that nearly 30 years ago, he and the then deputy commissioner of the NBA had a conversation about how to bring sleeved jerseys into the game. Ultimately, that conversation ended pretty quickly because they didn't have the technology and performance to make it happen. But in 2006, the NBA signed an 11-year apparel deal with Adidas. And recently, Adidas has created something called the Climate Cool Ventilation System. And Rick Welts and NBA leaders believe that this ventilation system was good enough that NBA players could actually wear sleeve jerseys and not heat up too much or not be too weighted down with them.
Why does the league want them to wear sleeve jerseys?
Whenever a league, a team, or an apparel company does something new and innovative, you know that at the end of the day, what they're trying to do is drive revenue. So your executives in the NBA, your Adidas designers, believe that this is a trend that the marketplace wants. I think you can really trace it back to soccer. Those players, they wear sleeved uniforms. So Adidas, you know, probably showed the data to the NBA about the sales of those sleeved uniforms and said, why don't we tinker with this? Why don't we put these on your players for a few games and see how they do in the American market?
Is there an opportunity here, like soccer, where we could start to see sponsors' names be on that little extra space over the shoulders?
Absolutely. About a year ago, the NBA approved advertising on its jerseys, and the new commissioner, Adam Silver, he has already said that we can expect advertising on NBA jerseys, and he's estimated the revenue to be driven from that advertising at $100 million.
Adidas has said they don't have a grand plan to, you know, put these everywhere in the league. They want strategic partnerships, games like the All-Star game. How do you think this is going to unfold in the future?
I think even though Adidas says they do not have a grand plan, they do. They have managed to get their hands on some of the biggest and most televised events of the NBA season with these sleeve jerseys. So I think there's a very clear message being sent that whether the players like it or not, this is a path that the league and Adidas are going to travel down for some time.
Alicia Jessup covers sports business for Forbes and the Huffington Post. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.